Welcome back to Goal Line Stuff, the show where we talk about anything and everything football related. I'm Alex Kyorkchiev.
And I'm Michael San Antonio, and boy, do we have a show for you today. So the NFL is starting up next week, so we decided we'd do something fun. We would each make a list of our top 10 quarterbacks in the league going into the 2022 NFL season. And then we're going to go over week one and our predictions for every single game of week one, so you can know what we, the experts, think is going to happen next week. And we're usually pretty right with these things. Not always, but usually.
I've never been wrong in my life.
You are always wrong. I'm the one who's right. I had the Rams winning the Super Bowl, Alex. You didn't.
I have never been wrong in my life. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, that is true. If you're listening to this, that is true. We have never been wrong. We are always right. You should listen to all of our picks. And yeah, anyway. But before we get to the picks, we're going to talk about our top 10 quarterback lists going into the 2022 NFL season. And we're both going to present our lists. But first, I think we want to talk about notable honorable mentions for both of our lists. Do you want me to start, Alex?
Go for it.
Do you want to do like a thing where we each do our list at the same time? Or do you want me to just go first and then you go?
Nah, we'll do like 10 and 10, 9 and 9.
That sounds perfect. That sounds awesome to me. And there are two guys who I left off of my list who I think definitely could have made it. The first is Kyler Murray. And I didn't want to leave Kyler off, but there's just too much talent. There's too much consistency out of the 10 guys that I picked. Kyler doesn't really have that. I think Kyler is definitely a top 10 quarterback ability-wise, but I just couldn't fit him in. And you'll see why when you get to my other guys. And then the other one is Dak Prescott. And Dak, I just don't think is a top 10 quarterback in the league. He puts up good numbers. He has pretty good ability. He's on a good team. I just don't think he's at the same tier, at the same level as the other guys who I have on my list.
So I'm going to agree with you on Dak because he's one of mine too. I also have two. So I have one more after that. I just don't think Dak is at that level. He's close to top 10, but he's definitely not in that range. My other one is a little bit of a hot take, which I feel like after you've talked to me for a while, you probably don't think it's a hot take at this point. Based on my opinions, it's going to be Russell Wilson. I think that at this stage in his career, it's tough to call him a top 10 quarterback going into the season after what we've seen. Last year, he had some injuries, but he still played 14 games and just really didn't look like himself. So yes, you could probably attribute that to injuries and just say fresh start. You know, he's going to be back to his old self. But along with the age being a factor in there, I think he's just missing the list by a little bit.
Yeah, he's not even in my top 15, so I didn't even know. Huh? That was a joke. Do not read into that. You will hear about Russell Wilson a little bit later on my list. I can't believe you left him off. But
really?
Well, I know from you, but I'm saying that is completely wrong, and I'll get to that when Russell Wilson comes up on my list. Let's just get into our lists. Let's stop talking about Russell Wilson until he comes up again, and I'll go first. Number 10 for me, this one is tough to talk about, but it's Deshaun Watson. We both talked about this before the episode. Since he's playing next season, I mean, he's going to be playing in the NFL. We do have to rank him on the list and involve him. And I think he is a top 10 quarterback. He's probably higher than 10 just because I haven't seen him play since 2020. And in 2020, I mean, he went 4-12. Yeah, he played really well. He had his best statistical season, but you know, a lot of losses there. And I think he could have done a little bit more to help the team win, but that's besides the point. I think Deshaun Watson has to be in everyone's top 10, you know, if we're just looking at the player that he is. And I think, honestly, if, you know, we see a full season out of him, which we won't this year, but next year, I think he'll get back closer to that top five range. But strictly as a player, I have Deshaun Watson at number 10.
That's definitely a take at number 10. I will mention him later. I don't know how much later, but at my number 10 spot, I'm kind of agreeing with you because you said Kyler Murray is one of your honorable mentions and barely misses the top 10 list. I'm a little higher on him than you are. I have him at my 10 spot. I do agree with you. He's a little inconsistent, can definitely crumble in the big moments as he's seemingly made a history of
for the playoff game.
That was rough. Yeah. That was bad. But ultimately, I think he's still a top 10 quarterback. The guy is probably a top three runner at his position in the NFL. Not probably, yeah. Definitely.
I think so.
I'd say number two, but he's also very accurate on the run. He's got a big arm. For me, really, it's not about the talent. It's about the consistency and the mentality with him. He's not the best leader, seemingly. And it's just, if he can fix all of that, then he definitely has the talent to be top five.
I think so, too. And that's why, I mean, he's one of my honorable mentions. I think he could definitely be top five. Moving on to my number nine spot, I have what might be a little surprising for you, Alex. I have Matthew Stafford. And one of the reasons I have Matthew Stafford at nine and not higher, which I probably would have put at the end of last season, is this elbow injury that he has this offseason. I really don't like it. It looks like he's trending downwards. And I know that this is going into this season, so like I shouldn't be looking towards the future. But this happened in the offseason, so I do want to know that that does go into my ranking a ton with Matt Stafford. I think a lot of my guys, like towards the bottom of my list, like Stafford and some of the other guys I'm going to talk about in a minute, are pretty interchangeable. So like I said, 3 months ago, I would have had him a couple spots higher. I mean, he just won a Super Bowl. He had a great playoff run. He should have been an MVP candidate, but I don't know. He was snubbed from that, I think. But definitely one of the better quarterbacks in the league. And yeah, at number nine, I think it's definitely valid for, you know, the scenario and situation he's in right now with his elbow.
What kind of crazy dimension are we in right now where I have Matthew Stafford ranked higher than you do?
I don't know, but it's
what happened.
No, I love Matthew Stafford, and I'll argue for him until I die. But just right now, I can't put him in front of some of the other guys I have in front of him. And I'll explain more about that later. But
wow.
Yeah.
That one surprises me a little bit. I will not lie. But I feel like that my number nine is probably your number eight. I could be very wrong, you know, but we probably just have them reversed. My number nine is Joe Burrow. I don't know if that's your number eight, but to me, the Super Bowl hangover is real. I feel like that offense is going to be way less efficient next year because they had such a slow pace, yet they were so incredibly efficient that that's why they performed so well offensively. And to me, Joe Burrow isn't one of those guys where you just put the game on his back and he'll win it for you. I feel like that could be a little bit of a hot take, but his arm, to me, I think he's like, see, game manager is such a disrespectful term, but to me, he's like an elite game manager. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not the run around, make every play by himself type of quarterback, like, you know, a Patrick Mahomes is. He's going to be working within the confines of a system on the offense. And, you know, he doesn't have the craziest arm talent. He doesn't have the craziest mobility. He just wins for you. And he'll lead the team like crazy, but I don't know. I'm just not feeling him right now. Number nine, I mean, that's fair to me. Number nine is fair. And I feel like I'm not trashing on him, but I think I'm lower than most people on him.
Yeah, I think you are too. And I would like to say that my opinion on him has changed a little bit over the last year, so. You'll see what I think about him in a minute, but number eight is not Joe Burrow. My number eight is Lamar Jackson. And this one is so tough because Lamar, I've had him ranked at like five or like six for a while. I've been higher on him than most people have. And I think I still am in his abilities. I think he could easily be the second or third best quarterback in the league if he can stay consistent, if he can learn how to pass more efficiently, kind of like what he was doing in 2019. But to me, just last year with the injuries, with, you know, there was that three-game stretch right before he got injured where he was just atrocious. I can't really put him up there with these other guys who are putting up consistent numbers, who are looking great pretty much on a consistent basis. And also with me, Lamar, I haven't seen him do it in the playoffs. The playoffs are a big thing for me. Lamar has not performed well in the playoffs. He's had one good game in the playoffs. So I think in order for him to move up and be the quarterback that I had ranked before at like five or six, I think he's just got to fix those inconsistencies. But ability wise, he still could easily be MVP any single season. And like I said, these guys are pretty interchangeable towards the end of my list. So I definitely expect Lamar or hope that he can move up, but he's got to prove it to me to get a higher spot.
See, I don't disagree with you on those things, but I'm still a little bit higher than you on him. My number eight, as I hinted at before, is Matt Stafford. Stafford is one of those guys where, to me, at this point in my list, Burrow and Stafford are so close that I'm going kind of risk and reward over the consistency that Burrow will give you. Stafford will have those games where he just lights it up. He'll play perfectly, make every throw. And then sometimes he'll have those games where he just makes the most boneheaded mistakes that you can possibly think of on a football field. And you'll think that the guy has never played football in his life. Like, it was the Niners playoff game, I think it was. That was the NFC Championship, right? Yeah. Where they had the game in the bag. Like, they won the game, obviously, because they won the Super Bowl. But they almost just threw the game away to the Niners because Stafford threw it right into the hands of the safety, which I believe was Jaquaski Tart, who, coincidentally enough, did not make the Eagles roster this year.
Yep.
You know, maybe that playoff dropped interception was a hint to that. But if he had caught that ball from Stafford, the Rams are not making the Super Bowl, obviously, because the Niners would have just killed the clock and won the game. So, but I'm talking about that downside, but the upside is still huge. The guy won the Super Bowl. They have plenty of great receivers to where his talent is displayed, and he's just got to be number eight.
Yeah, that's valid. At my number seven, like we just talked about before, I got Joe Burrow. And he's a guy who I had at like 9 or 10 before, but looking at the numbers, looking at what he did last year, he was so efficient. And not just because the Bengals offense was efficient. I mean, if he passed the ball as much as, you know, Herbert did or a lot of these other quarterbacks did, he easily would have broken the single season passing yards record. He led the league in multiple of the advanced analytical categories for passers, which is very telling on how good a quarterback was. He led the league in yards per attempt, adjusted yards per attempt, and completion percentage. And I mean, what he did in clutch situations, I mean, he's not the most clutch quarterback, but I think I definitely was, you know, not giving him enough credit for what he did last season. And I'm actually expecting Burrow to be just as good going forward. The Bengals might not be, but I like Burrow over Lamar right now and over Stafford, just because I think at his highest, he's performing better than both of them. And I think he has the ability to be a game changer on the Bengals, even though he is more of a game manager as opposed to some of the flashier quarterbacks, in my opinion. So
I can respect that choice. Yeah. Our 7, 8, 9s are pretty much identical because I have Lamar at 7.
Yep.
For all the reasons that we stated with Burrow and Stafford being pretty much interchangeable to me, I have them together and then Lamar one step up, because to me, Lamar is that guy that you can lean on his back to just win you the game single-handedly. The one prime example that comes to mind for this is the Colts game on Monday night this year, where he just won them the game by himself. He had some ridiculous amount of passing and rushing yards combined. And we've seen it before with him. He's had an MVP campaign where he won the award based on both his ability to run and pass, obviously, and led them to the one seed that year, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
And so just based on that kind of upside, it's got to go to him for me out of those three guys.
Yeah, his rushing ability is definitely undervalued by a lot of people. You know, that totally changes the way defenses have to play him. So, yeah, I like that choice. Moving on to my number six, someone that you left off of your list, Russell Wilson. And I get it. He didn't have the best last season. 2021, he shouldn't have made the Pro Bowl. He wasn't great, but it was partly because the Seahawks weren't great. Russell Wilson is incredibly efficient. He doesn't pass the ball that much, and he's great year in, year out. Yeah, he's a little inconsistent sometimes, but he is one of the most elite quarterbacks just every single year, going all the way back to 2012 when him and the Seahawks had those crazy runs. I think he could easily be MVP next season. I don't have him as the MVP, but if he can get the Broncos to some wins, he could definitely win MVP because he's just that guy. He's in a good offense now. I really don't know how he's not on your list. I think he should be closer to top five than he should be to being off a top 10 list. And ability wise, I'm not taking any of the guys after him over Russ in any circumstance. I think he could even be argued to be better than some of the guys I have in top five. So he's my number six and definitely could go even higher, in my opinion.
That's bold. I mean, Russ at six to me is ridiculous to begin with, but MVP? Nah.
Yeah.
To me, the issue with him is that you saw what he did last year. Yeah, maybe you can give the excuse of injuries. Age is also a factor, but the year before that too, around the second half of the season, maybe even the last third of it, he started to fall off hard again. So to me, that might be more of an alarming trend than a, you know, exception to the rule.
But the thing that we're not talking about is for the first half of the season in 2020, he was by far the best quarterback in the league.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I don't know. Maybe the wheels are falling off. I'm betting they are.
I'm betting they're not, but we'll see. That's something we all have to monitor next season, what Russell Wilson will do on the Broncos.
And with my number six pick, I think that this is probably one of the toughest ones because, as you mentioned, you know, there's some issues with him that I will not get into. But speaking objectively as him as a player, Deshaun Watson is easily a top six quarterback in the NFL talent-wise. Yeah, we haven't seen him play in over a year, but the talent is undeniable. He's extremely mobile, a fantastic improviser, so accurate on the run and in the pocket. And we've seen him lead his team to wins before. Yeah, you mentioned that he was 4-12 the last time he played, but he didn't have a roster. The year before that, we saw him will his team to a playoff comeback victory in overtime against Buffalo. And it's just, once he has the talent around him, the guy's incredible as a player. So I just can't put him lower than six.
That's fair. I haven't seen him play enough recently. And also just, I mean, I don't know. He's a tough choice to talk about, a tough player to talk about, but I do agree that he is right around there talent-wise. I could definitely see him at six. I guess we have differing opinions about Wilson and Watson. It's kind of interesting how we did that. But, yeah, that's not a bad take. I don't hate it. At five, going into our top five, I have Tom Brady. And there's not really much to say about Tom Brady. You know, he's going to be great in the playoffs always. I just think people kind of overrate, you know, how much success he brings to the Bucs, who I think are already a great team. You know, I don't think Tom Brady is better than any of the guys in front of him. I think if you put any of the guys in front of him on my list on the Bucs, they'll probably win a Super Bowl. And I know that might be a hot take, but like, I don't know. I think Tom Brady's great. I have him at five. But I think his age and his ability is starting to go down a little bit. And just because he's such a good football mind and such a good leader, he's still able to put together great seasons, still able to, you know, pass the ball around to and get it to playmakers on his offense. And that ability alone makes him extremely valuable, but it doesn't put him above five for me.
I can respect that take, but to me, it's Tom Brady. You can't just like discount him for that. The, you know, not to put it disrespectfully again, but that game manager ability, the guy wins Super Bowls. And he's still a very talented quarterback at this age.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
Not falling off the same way Big Ben did.
Four guys in front of him, I think, can give a team a better chance to win if they're in the same situation.
See, I disagree because Tom Brady doesn't make mistakes. And you know who does make some mistakes?
Tom Brady does make mistakes.
Not as many as this guy. Unfortunately for you, my number five spot is your man, Justin Herbert. Now, I feel like that might be a little low. And spoiler alert, I have Brady at four because of those reasons I just talked about. But Herbert has a little bit of the Matthew Stafford syndrome where he can make some really boneheaded mistakes on top of his incredible arm talent and just leadership ability. He's Matthew Stafford dialed up to a 10 talent wise with less mistake, you know, being prone to mistakes and also more talent, but he still has the same kind of issues as Stafford, just a little bit less so, and is a much better runner. So I think that I'm taking Brady's consistency over Herbert's ups and downs. But again, they're interchangeable.
At my number four, I have Justin Herbert, and I want to have him higher, but the issue is I haven't seen him play in the playoffs yet. The guys at 3-2-1, I have seen play in the playoffs. I've seen them play at higher stages, and Herbert just hasn't gotten there yet. And that's not really his fault. it's more so his team's fault. But when Justin Herbert's at his best, he may be the best quarterback in the league. Might be.
Yeah.
He's right up there with Rodgers. He's right up there with Mahomes in his highs. He's right up there with Allen. Pretty much, they're pretty much interchangeable for me. Just Allen, what he did in the playoffs, I can't put Herbert over Allen because I saw Allen perform as an all-time great in the playoffs last year. And so that's really the difference maker. I think Herbert will probably be in my top two or three by the time we talk about this next year. Just going into it, I need to see some playoffs before I take him to that next level in my rankings. And so I have him at four, but the sky's the limit for him. That's all I'm going to say.
I agree with you. We just kind of changed them like this, you know, interchangeable, as I said earlier. Mm-hmm. So I think that now we're going to move on to our three spot. I feel like at this point in our list, we're going to have the same three. So
probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have the same.
I think this is comfortable too. It, obviously it's the same three guys, but I'm talking same order.
I don't know.
We'll see. My number three is Aaron Rodgers. At this point in his career, I think that the upside is less, especially with the receivers that he's got this year, which looks really, really rough with Alan Lazard being your number one target on offense, besides, you know, Aaron Jones and AJ Dillon out of the backfield. But Rodgers is another one of those guys. He won't make mistakes, but now at this point in his career, he's been a lot more safe with the football. He's not going to throw the tough contested balls because he's not going to want to throw interceptions. He's been throwing it away so much more in the last couple of years of his career. And with that kind of safety, especially with the receivers that he has, which, yes, this is a list of the quarterbacks, but it's also the quarterbacks going into the season and how they're going to perform this season. And I think that Rodgers not having any receivers definitely caps his upside. So I think that Rodgers is safely below the next two guys.
My number three, I have Josh Allen. We do not have the same order. Josh Allen is great. I love him. Just like I said, he was an historically great quarterback in the playoffs. He's probably the most talented or top three most talented quarterbacks in the league, right up there with these other two guys. And just the problem with me is that people seem to overlook his regular season last year. Yeah, he was very good. He probably should have made the Pro Bowl or at least been, you know, an alternate. But at the same time, he had some really rough games. The Bills were not the offense that they were in 2020. And Josh Allen definitely took a step back in the regular season. I don't think he was playing at the level as a top two or three quarterback was. I don't even know if he was a top five quarterback last year in the regular season. I need to see Josh Allen play at that level again in the regular season to put him over these other two guys. And I don't think he's quite there yet. He's a little too inconsistent. I love his talent, but I can't put him over these other two guys just because of that. He's at three for me.
See, that's a respectable take, but I think what you're missing is that the Buffalo run game is going to be a real run game this year. You're not going to have Josh Allen as your team's RB1. And I think that because of that, well, I should clarify first. It's because they drafted James Cook and they still have Singletary and they still have Zach Moss. I think they're going to be a lot more committed to the actual run game rather than QB draw being your number one run play. I think that because of that relieved load off Josh Allen's shoulders, he's going to be able to be much better in the passing game. So he's my number two, I should clarify. He just has everything you need in a quarterback. His accuracy can be a little iffy at times, but not to the point of where it's going to hinder him too much. And the guy's arm is outrageous, and his running ability is outrageous when you need him. And he's in the clutch. I just can't say enough about him.
Yeah, and I just want to clarify, I actually don't think that he's going to run much less than he did in past years. I think it works so well, and he's such a good runner at the quarterback position that he's just going to continue doing it. So it's going to be like an add-on, even with the run game getting better. The offense is just going to get way better, more volume, more yards. That's just my opinion on that matter. My number two is Aaron Rodgers, and I actually almost put him number one. I think the Packers are going to win the Super Bowl if you haven't listened to that episode already. Or not win. I think they're going to make the Super Bowl. I haven't figured out who's going to win it yet. But yeah, I think he's going to get over that, you know, the playoff drought of him losing to teams that he should probably beat. And, you know, he does play it too safe sometimes, but he is so good. Nobody has the efficiency marks that he does. Nobody really has the talent that he does. I mean, even with bad receivers, you could still count on him putting up one of the best passing lines in the league at the quarterback position. And I think year in, year out, a guy who could just do that is worth so much. Yes, he needs to deliver more in the playoffs, but I think he's capable of it. I think Green Bay's been kind of holding him back a little bit. And yeah, I think he's definitely the second best quarterback in the league right now. So
I just don't see him being able to put up the gaudy numbers that Allen and number one Mahomes can put up.
You're I don't think he will, but he's as valuable as them.
You're not going to see Rodgers put up 4,500 yards and 50 touchdowns.
No, but he'll put up a good record and he'll lead his team, I think, this year to the Super Bowl. So
that's definitely bold considering who his receivers are. But getting to the number one, it's Mahomes as it's been for the last couple of years. You really can't discount him until you see otherwise. Yeah, he had some issues last year at times in the season, but you know, he overcame them. They still made it a decently deep playoff run. Saw that epic game against Buffalo where they ended up losing an AFC championship game to Cincinnati, where they collapsed completely in the second half. But it's still Mahomes, even without Tyreek Hill, who probably definitely helped him out a lot. It's still got to be him. The arm talent, the leadership, the improvisation, everything, the mobility. He's the best.
Yeah, my number one is also Pat Mahomes, as it has been since 2018, pretty much. And yeah, even on a severe off year, Pat Mahomes was still very good last season at just, you know, winning games, finding ways to make the team succeed. Yeah, even though he collapsed against the Bengals, you know, people were talking about the Chiefs not even making the playoffs. And Patrick Mahomes was two quarters away from probably winning the Super Bowl. I think we both think that they would have beaten the Rams if they made it. And yeah, he did choke. That was his fault. But like, I don't think there's any other quarterback in the league who could do what he can do at his best. And the inconsistency is something I don't like to see, but it's just one season we've seen that. So I definitely think he's an all-time great talent. He's definitely going to go up as one of the GOATs, or at least in the top 10 probably once he retires. And yeah, he's the best quarterback in the league right now.
Easily. Yeah. He's the next prodigy.
Yeah, he already is a
prodigy. He is the next. Yeah, he is the prodigy of this generation.
I can't believe he gets so much hate too. I mean, it's just so much fun watching him, Allen, Rodgers, all these guys play pretty much. And just Mahomes especially though. Like, I don't get why people hate him. He's so much fun to watch. I guess if you're a fan of like the Raiders or something, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's reasonable. But
yeah. Anyway, those are our top 10 quarterbacks lists. And now we're just going to go through the week one matchups, and we're going to tell, both of us are going to talk about what we think is going to happen, who we think is going to win, maybe some surprises. And yeah, it's going to be great. So the first game scheduled for week one is the Bills versus the Rams. This is a Thursday night matchup, and Super Bowl, the team that won the Super Bowl last year against the Bills, who a lot of people have as the Super Bowl favorites for this year. And I think the Bills are going to win this one. I think, you know, it's going to be a close one, but I like the Bills better as a team overall this year. And I think just, you know, teams who win the Super Bowl, a lot of the time they don't win week one for some reason. They party a lot. But when it comes to week one, these other teams have been preparing, and I don't think that the Rams are more prepared than the Bills are. So I think the Bills are going to win by a couple points.
I agree. I think that the Bills are also going to win by a small margin, because I don't see the Rams as this like really dominant force to where they're going to be beating the top teams week in and week out after winning the Super Bowl. I think that they're one of the weaker Super Bowl champions of the last few years, you know, team-wise, as talented as they are. I just don't see it with them. So I think that the Bills are the next up-and-coming team, so I think they'll get them.
Yeah.
Next, we have the Saints versus the Falcons, a little divisional matchup. And to me, this one's pretty simple. The Saints are going to win because the Falcons are putrid. Falcons have very, very few good players, whereas the Saints have a decent amount of good players. They have the better quarterback, the better skill positions, the better defense. You know, coaching remains to be seen because the Saints coaching staff is all new. So I'm going with the Saints still, though.
I'm going with the Saints too, and I actually like the Falcons offense more than most people do. Just the Saints have such a good defense and the Falcons have no defense. And when it comes down to that, I think the Saints will probably win by two scores. Next game, we have the 49ers versus the Bears, matchup of two second-year quarterbacks, one who hasn't really played that much in Trey Lance. And this is a hot take. I think this one's going to be much closer than people think it is. but I'm actually going to pick who should probably win is the 49ers as winning this one. I think Lance is going to struggle a little bit. I think Fields will actually look pretty good. But at the end of the day, the 49ers are a better team, and that defense is just going to get to the Bears, who just have such a horrible offense. I don't think there's any way the Bears win this one, although I think they're going to put up a fight.
I agree with you. It's another one of those cases of good team versus bad team. But I'm very high on Fields this year. And I mean, I'm still pretty high on Lance because I really liked him coming out of that draft. But I think Fields could be the truth. And ultimately, it's still the Niners. The Bears aren't a good team.
Yeah.
Next, we've got Steelers and Bengals, which, you know, another divisional matchup. There's a few of those this week. But again, not so good team versus good team. The Steelers are quarterbacked by the very, very inconsistent Mitch Trubisky, who... You know, honestly, I can't even say inconsistent. He would have one good week a year, but then the rest of the weeks be bad. So it's got to be the Bengals. The Steelers have less talent, and the Bengals just made the Super Bowl.
Yeah, if Kenny Pickett's playing week one, it might be a little different. No, I think Trubisky's going to be the starter. At least as of now, that's what it looks like. But I think the Bengals are going to win this one too. Like I said, I love Burrow. And, you know, the Bengals may have a tougher time this year getting wins, but this one is going to be a win week one. Chalk it up. Next one, our home team, Philadelphia Eagles versus the Detroit Lions, the Hard Knock of this year, the TV show you should watch. If you haven't already, go watch it. It's great. And I like the Lions a lot, but we steamrolled them last year. And I don't know if we're going to steamroll them this time, but we're beating them. Week one, we're going in with the momentum of having a great offseason. And even if Hurts doesn't have a great week, which I think he probably actually will have a good week, our defense is too good. Jared Goff is not going to be able to do anything against us. We're going to win by at least a couple scores.
I agree with you. The Eagles annihilated the Lions just last year, and the Eagles got, I'd say, a significant amount better than they were last year this year. The Lions improved too, but, like, I think the Eagles won the offseason. So it's just a huge disparity in talent of these rosters. Next, we've got another divisional matchup with the Patriots at the Dolphins. Now, usually this game happens in like December where it's the Patriots at Miami, but this year it's the opener. The Patriots usually lose in Miami, even when it was Tom Brady, it would happen every year. And I think that the Dolphins are just generally a better team than New England this year. So to me, it's going to be Dolphins by at least a touchdown.
And I have my first upset. No. I have the Patriots winning this one. And it's not because I think they're the better team. I think the Dolphins are going to finish higher than the Patriots. I just think this is going to be, you know, Bill Belichick outsmarting another coach. Mike McDaniel's a great coach. I think he's going to figure things out. But week one, I think he's going to be a little confused. I think Bill Belichick's going to throw things at him that he's not ready for. We saw it with the Chargers, you know, with Chargers against the Patriots. I think it was last year. It was last year. They were just completely discombobulated. I think it's going to be not a very exciting game. And I think the Patriots will win probably by 10 points.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Next, we have the Ravens versus the Jets. And this one is just, I mean, come on. Zach Wilson may not even be back. He's not going to be back. Come on. The Ravens are going to win this one. I don't really think there's anything else to say.
This one might be three scores.
It could be three scores. Ooh, geez. I don't know what's happening with my light. Anyway,
next, you're next. Have Jaguars at Commanders. I'd say this is another one of those upsets. And I'm not a hater. I mean, I am, but I'm not being a hater here. I think that a certain quarterback is going to have some traumatic flashbacks from last season's end and maybe make a few mistakes here and there, where the Jaguars seem to be an improved team with a new coaching staff. Actually, this is the Doug Peterson revenge game, not against the Eagles, but against Carson Wentz. They had beef, but it's going to be Jaguars by a little bit.
I knew you were going to pick that as soon as I saw the matchup. I knew it. And I think Wentz is going to come and win this one by a little bit. I think Lawrence will look good in week one, but I think the Commanders will win by a field goal. It won't be a very exciting game, but yeah. Team Wentz.
Next on the list, we have one of the more interesting games of the week. We've got Browns at Panthers, which is significant because of Baker Mayfield after the Browns allegedly did him dirty and got rid
he
of him.
He did him dirty.
It's his, you know, first game against Cleveland, the NFL.
Revenge.
Ironically, you know, just they got lucky and happened to have Baker play the Browns week one. I don't know how that happened, but I think that both of these teams, at least the Browns without Watson right now, are very average. And the Panthers will win purely because Baker is cool and is going to be angry.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield is winning this game. It's a revenge game. I don't care what the score is. It's going to happen. Deshaun Watson is not playing. Panthers are going to win this game. That's all I'm saying. Colts versus Texans. I expect a lot of General Mills surprise victories, but this is not one of them. The Colts are going to win this game.
Texans suck. Colts don't.
But Davis Mills is going to have some great games this year. Okay. Just you wait.
Giants, Titans. Giants suck. Titans don't. Titans win.
Yeah, I wanted to do some sort of surprise Giants victory, but then I thought about it. Daniel Jones is still their quarterback. The defense is still bad. Kayvon Thibodeau is not going to be there week one. The Titans are going to win this one no matter what. Next one, we have my game of the week, Packers versus Vikings, two teams that I think are going to be great. Like I said, I think the Packers are making the Super Bowl. And this one is going to be tough. It's going to be a real tough one. But I think the Packers are going to win it. The Packers usually beat the Vikings. And I think the Vikings are going to be great this year. But week one, I think Aaron Rodgers is going to put on a show, put four touchdown game together. And it's going to come down to a final drive where the Packers win it with the field goal.
You know what? I actually disagree with you. I think that it's going to take Aaron Rodgers a little bit to figure out his new targets and get settled into that offense. Whereas Minnesota's
going to throw it to AJ Dillon.
Minnesota's going to get, you know, come out firing and put up a bunch of points this week. And I don't think the Packers will be able to keep up. So I got the Vikings.
Okay.
Next, we've got Chiefs at Cardinals, which is another tough game. Two good teams. But I think that the Chiefs are going to come out and make a statement. They're going to put up a bunch of points after hearing all the rumors that Tyreek Hill is gone. Not rumors, but, you know, all the hate that, oh, they're not going to be as good because no Tyreek, the offense is going to be bad. I think that it's going to be the Chiefs.
Yeah, the Chiefs are going to come out, make a statement, play very safe football, but pass for a lot because they want to show that they could still pass, and they're going to win this game. Cardinals are not ready for the Chiefs week one. Next game, we have Raiders versus Chargers, a very exciting matchup, and I have the Chargers in this one. The Raiders are still a team with has to work out their chemistry. Like I said, I think the Chargers are going to be great. I think Jay Herbo may be MVP next season. And starting with week one, I think he's going to put on a show. It's going to be a high-scoring game, I think, but the Chargers are going to win. From the start, I think they're going to be the better team.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I have nothing more to add to that one. Next, we have the Buccaneers at Cowboys, which is the actual reverse of last year's season opener. It was at Tampa last year, but I think that Tampa is going to win because Dallas is not very well coached. That's the primetime Sunday night game, but Tampa's just a better team.
Yeah, and the last game we have, I agree with that, actually. Sorry. I totally agree with that. I have nothing more to add. Just wanted to say, I think the Bucs are going to win this one. And then last game, we have the Broncos versus the Seahawks. And I was thinking of doing an upset here, but it's not happening. Come on. As much as I would want it to happen, Russell Wilson is not going to lose his former team that has Geno Smith as the starting quarterback. It's not going to happen. So I shouldn't even say silly things like that. The Broncos are going to win probably like 28-7 or something like that.
As I've put it before, Seahawks suck, Broncos don't.
Exactly. And we definitely got a couple of them wrong. Surprises happen every single year. There's always teams that start off hot and then just completely fall off and vice versa. But those are our best predictions that we could give you for week one. And you should listen to us because we're never wrong. Remember that.
Never.
Yeah. Except Alex with his top 10 quarterbacks list. That was wrong. But anyway, we got to go. I appreciate you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed. And we're ready for week one. Ready for some football. Bye-bye.